God, you are awesome in this place tonight, Lord. You are awesome in this place tonight, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read quickly from Mark chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, 1 through 5. Oh, the Lord wants to do something wonderful here tonight. Amen, for people. The word of the Lord says, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy," he was paralyzed, "which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." I want to preach to you for a little while from the thought, seeing the unseen possibilities. Well, I don't know what you're seeing tonight. Amen. But I'm seeing some possibilities. Amen. Some things that the Lord wants to do in people's lives here tonight. Amen. If you will be willing to allow him, amen, to do the work in you. Amen. You may be seated. What is your perspective of the world in which we live in? Amen. Everybody has different perspective, different idea about how things should be or why things are the way they are. And sometimes when we see that, we look at some things and we think we would like to change some things. We would like to make some things better if it would be possible. There was a comic strip that I read where there's two guys that are featured, and one says to the other, "At times, I would like to ask God why he allows poverty, hunger, and injustice when he could do something in regard to these world issues." The second guy answers him back and says, "What's stopping you?" So the first guy says, "Well," he said, "I'm afraid God may ask me the same question." Now, what does that mean? Two people walking together, seeing things from a different perspective. Amen. One sees with the natural eye. Another sees with eyes of faith. Amen. So, which character would you be in this little comic strip? You're going to be the one that's like, "Well, I see a lot of things that need to be done, but you think somebody else is supposed to do it." Amen. See a lot of people that need to be reached, but that's for somebody else. Amen. We got to start looking in the mirror, and we got to see what we can do. Amen? There's a little poem that says, "I'm only one, but even though I'm one, I can't do everything, but I can do something. And because I can't do everything, I will not refuse to do that something that I am able to do." Amen. There are things that we are able to do to make a difference in our world, things to make a difference in our community. Amen. And in our local church here. And I've seen a lot of things already that people have done, amen, to make this such a wonderful church that it is. Amen. And I appreciate that. And because of that, there have been people here that have seen the unseen possibilities. They've looked out and they've found better ways to do outreach, better ways to get involved with the community and to become a part of what God is wanting to do in your community. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, as a missionary, we kind of deal with some things like this too. Our perspective is, how can we make Nicaragua better? How can we make the United Pentecostal Church of Nicaragua a little bit better? And going down as new missionaries, I saw something that really impressed me when we first got there that I had nothing to do with. I just saw the end results of what had happened. But there was a pastor in a large neighborhood of Managua. Managua's the capital, where has been our home. And he lived up in an old neighborhood, a lot of people, and pastored a small church, old building, and they filled the thing up. It wasn't hard to do. But down the road, about four blocks, was a nice lot a nice corner lot across from a bus stop and by a main street where people went by all the time. And so he saw that empty lot with that old house on it, and he saw a church. In his mind and by faith, he saw a brand new church building sitting on there that would accommodate the growth that they were going through. So he went back, told his church, they began to pray about it and began to think, man, what in the world could we do? How could we possibly buy that property? That would be awesome property for a church. But about the same time, there was a city councilman that also saw the property, had his eyes on it, but what he saw was a nightclub, a bar. So they got this little battle that begins. Who is going to buy this property first? Well, they didn't have a lot of money, but God provided the money so that they could buy this property. And so Arsenio Holtzen, that's the supervisor for District 1 of Nicaragua, went in there and bought that property and began to make plans to build a brand new church on that property. So it infuriated the city councilman. So a battle began to go on, and they actually fought over the building plans for about 2 years. So they kept praying, they kept pushing, they kept, you know, believing that God was going to make a way. And so finally, we were down there and got to see the building plans come through with the stamp of approval on them and saw the beginning of that construction. And we were a part of that church and the and when it was inaugurated. But it was just amazing to see what God could do because of one person's vision, one person's idea. Now, there's another thing that we got involved in. Some of my trips that I take out into the jungles. There was a place that I had been invited to go several times, and I finally got to go to this place called El Mojón Número 8. It's down in the jungle, real close to the Costa Rican border. You got to take a boat and everything to get down there and then go in about an hour into the jungle. But we go out there and I take a young man from the States, a young preacher from Southern Illinois, went out there. And he was all geared up with jungle boots and any survival stuff that he could possibly bring with him in a big backpack to survive in the jungle. And so we go out here. He preaches in a couple places. I translate for him. And we get out here to El Mojón Número 8. And we were loaned that night a one-room schoolhouse, a wooden schoolhouse out here in this jungle area. But there's people all over. So they filled the place up that night. A few people got the Holy Ghost. Several people claimed healing. It was awesome. Amen. What happened that night? But I began to wonder, what in the world could we possibly do here? I just felt such a move of God and that God wanted to do something there that I began to pray and began to try to believe that the Lord would make a way so that they could have their own church. They didn't have a church. They just had the schoolhouse one night. And they were meeting in different people's homes. And so over the course of a few months, we saw God open up a door. Amen. Through Blake Byers himself, the young man that came down there and preached. His grandfather passed away in January of that following year. And he was a faithful saint of God in the Illinois area. And Blake's mom, who's a good friend of my wife's and the whole family we're friends with, she told my wife one day, said, I just want to do something. I want to make a donation or something for Nicaragua in honor of my father. And so my wife said, well, you know, that would be all right if you want to donate a few $100s. Said, but, you know, we've got places down here that don't have churches. We've got places that you could build a whole church in honor of your father. And so she got all excited about that and just thought that was a great idea. And so her and a brother that's a pastor in Indiana and the local church in Salem, Illinois, began to do fundraisers. And a few months later, they had raised almost $6,000 to build a church out here in this jungle area of El Mojón Número 8. And so thank God we're going to be able to build a church out there in the last parts of this year. Amen. Amen. All because of somebody saw an unseen possibility. Now, I don't know what you're seeing tonight. I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of stories from Nicaragua because I'm going to get right to the point of what I feel like God wants to do right here. Now, in this biblical account of St. Mark and these four guys that carried their paralyzed friend to Jesus. I have to admire their faith. We know they had faith, first of all, because Jesus said they had faith. He saw their faith, and he was moved. The Lord is always moved by faith. But who would have thought to enter the house through a non-traditional way? Who would have thought to do something different? When everybody was standing outside the house and they were listening, and it was a multitude, I would imagine it was much larger multitude than what we have here tonight. But here, all these people are out here, and they're just listening. And in that multitude, I would believe that there had to have been more sick people. There had to have been other people who inside, they were thinking, man, I'd like to get in that house. I'd like to get in there some way. Because wherever Jesus went, people wanted to get to him. They wanted him to pray for them. They wanted to touch him or something. Because he was always healing people, always doing good things. But you know, the sign there in the back of the line that day said, wait from here 2 hours. Man, these guys had come way too far. They were concerned about their friend. They decided that they had to do something, that they were not going to wait for the opening to come along and they'll just finally walk in. Okay, Lord, here's our number. Now pray for my friend so he can get healed. No, they decided we're going to take matters into our own hands, that we have got somebody here that needs the Lord. Amen. It is our responsibility to carry people to the Lord, because when they're hurting and when they're lost and they're paralyzed by the effects of sin and this world, sometimes they just need some people of faith that'll say, hey, come on, I'll come by your house. I'll pick you up. I'll take you to church. I'll teach you a Bible study. I'll help you in some way or another. I'll mow your grass. I'll rake your leaves. But I want to help you. Because we're living in a world where people are hurting on every side. And the effects of sin are paralyzing. And we have got to be the ones that take the burden upon ourselves to try to bring them to the Lord. We have got to get them in the house, like right here tonight, where the power of God is. Because this is the atmosphere that will change your life, that will transform you from a sinner to a saint, that will deliver you from the effects of alcohol and drugs and immorality. Right here in this house. This is the reason that we come here and we dance and we shout and we sing. Woo! Because we have broken into the house. We have already gotten into His presence and we know what He has done for us. Oh my Lord. It is awesome to walk into a church like this and to hear these songs and to see this praise team worshiping God. They've broken through the house. They've broken through the roof. They've gotten to the presence of the Lord. Oh, Lord God, I think there's somebody here tonight that's being carried along by some of you. And we've got to break through. Oh, we felt the power of God all through this service. I didn't even have to preach tonight. No, it would have been a lot better if I hadn't said anything. If we would have just come and prayed. Oh, but Lord God, He hasn't left. He's still here. He wants to touch somebody. He wants to pardon somebody of their sins. You know, when you come to the Lord, you get more than what you expect you're going to get. They thought he was just going to get healed, but he got forgiven of his sins. That's even better. Yeah, if I've got an infirmity, I don't want to carry it around too long. I want to get healed. I want to do something to get over it. But I'm telling you what, you can go to heaven crippled. You can go to heaven lame or maimed or blind or deaf or whatever. Amen. If you get saved. Amen. But if you just get healed and don't get saved, amen, you're missing something somewhere. He's the healer, yes. Yes, but He is the Savior. He came to this world to save people from their sins. Oh, Lord, I did not deserve what I received when I was 18 years old. I should have been one of them that they just forgot about. But somebody prayed for me. Somebody carried me into the presence of the Lord. And they climbed up on the roof. They said, we're not going to wait here. We go in through the traditional way. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad. Amen, that He saved me. Jesus said, I didn't come to this world to save the whole, but I come unto the sick. I come unto the people that can't help themselves. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe you're here tonight and you feel like you're in a situation. You can't help yourself. It has control over you. That's the way sin wants to do. It wants to control us and dominate us and subdue us and then finally smash us out. So there's nothing left of us. Oh, but we're going to carry you into the presence of the Lord. You're in the right place. Because Jesus is in the house tonight. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to go in through the door. Because He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Amen. The Lord, He sees faith in action. What did He say to the woman that was healed after 12 years of an issue of blood? Oh, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. To the Canaanite woman who sought the Lord for deliverance of her daughter possessed by a demon, Jesus said, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Oh, hallelujah. And in this story, when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the sick of the palsy or to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven you. I don't know, man, in Voices Who Need Us today, there is a couple of men. I mean, I'm new here, so I would assume to me they were new. But, of course, then a lot of people look new to me. But a couple men come up, and I was talking about coming before the Lord and bowing down before Him, humbling yourself before the Lord. And you know what these men did? They come up like this. They got down on their knees. And they begin to pray. And some of us gathered around them. And we prayed a prayer of repentance with them. That is humbling yourself before the Lord. Now, there may be other ways to do it. Amen. But the Lord sees that. Amen. And when we make a step toward Him, He's going to step toward us. Because He wants us to draw nigh to Him. And He's going to draw nigh to us. Because He wants to do some amazing things in your life that you never dreamed of. But only, it can only happen in the presence of the Lord. In His presence there is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I'm so glad He saved me. I'm so glad He delivered me from drugs and alcohol. And from the life that I would be living. Oh, but He set me free. Because somebody broke through the roof and got me in the house where His power is. Oh, Lord. Somebody needs to break through the house tonight. Oh, come on. just make a comment here. Traditional religion may get you started, but a lot of times it stops right there. You got to go a little bit past that. Right? You got to go a little bit past the sinner's prayer. He wants to do more for you than just to have you say the sinner's prayer. Oh, he wants to, for you to discover his power. Oh, when they got in the house that day, they discovered something that the other people outside did not experience. They were passively sitting there listening and waiting for something to happen. And maybe waiting just to go home. Oh, come on. Hurry up, Lord, so I can get to McDonald's. But the other guy said, hey, no. No, this guy come with a need, and he needs to be healed. But Jesus said, yeah, you need to be healed, but you need to be saved too. Oh, Lord God, let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, go, Lord God, help us tonight. Hallelujah. I would like to ask you an important question that you can answer in your heart. Where do you see yourself in this story? Are you in the line of the people looking in through the door or the windows? Are you one of them that decided to go up on the roof to go the non-traditional method because you were hungry for a move of God in your life? You're hungry for the supernatural. Amen. Which way are you going to go? Amen. You're going to go for the supernatural. Amen. Are you just going to wait and try to do some little traditional method? Amen. The traditional way, it won't save you. It won't allow you to experience the power of God that you need to experience. The power that will set you free from sin. The power that will break the bonds of addiction and abuse in your life. Oh, somebody needs to hear the word of the Lord and need to respond. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. What is this story? Amen. What does the story represent to you? What does the roof represent to you? Perhaps it represents a failure, a trial in your family, a weakness, a sickness, or even fear that is tormenting you. You just can't seem to get up there on your own. Possibly you need a miracle tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You need somebody that can carry you, that has faith. Amen. If you're here tonight and you feel like I have no faith whatsoever, but you know you have a desperate need, we have got people here. Amen. There are people here that will meet you and pray with you. So I want to challenge you to take that step of faith. Amen. And to discover the power of God in your life tonight. Amen. Let's come right now and pray. Oh, Lord God, move in our lives, Lord. Lord, we need you more than anything, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord.
He's calling my name.